next item is old business. Our first item of old business is subdivision 2005-94, Seacoast Investments, LLC. The almshouse says a preliminary.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm prepared to make a motion on this. And I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2005-94 for Seacoast Investments, LLC, based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, this application was originally considered under the county's moderately priced housing unit ordinance. In March 13 of 2007, the county council determined this project should not have qualified under this ordinance. Two, the project with 163 lots complies with the Sussex County Subdivision Code. It is zoned AR1 and meets the purposes and requirements of that district. Three, the development is currently designed in accordance with a clustered development ordinance. The proposed clustered design is superior to a standard subdivision. For instance, clustering has been used to preserve almost 19 acres of wooded areas and the buffer next to Route 113. And there are greenways and small parks throughout the site. Many of the lots are adjacent to open space. There are also sidewalks and walking trails promoting interconnectivity within the project. For the items listed in Section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance have been favorably addressed. Five, the project is not or will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties. The project is consistent with existing single-family development in the area, and it is adjacent to Route 113 near the town of Georgetown. Six, the lots will be served by central water and sewer in accordance with federal, state, and county requirements. The site's design has a minimal impact on wetlands, and no wetlands are included within any lots. The development will protect and enhance existing natural features at the site, including the woodland areas. Nine, the proposed subdivision meets the purposes and standards of the subdivision ordinance. And 10, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 163 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, open space, and other common areas. Stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The system shall be operated using best management practices to provide groundwater recharge. All entrances, intersections, roadway improvements, and multimodal facilities required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DLDOT. Street lighting within the subdivision shall be provided. As proposed by the applicant, sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of all streets within the subdivision. There shall also be walking paths throughout the subdivision as shown on the preliminary site plan. The subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system as defined by the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance, designed in accordance with the Sussex County Engineering Department specification and in conformity with all DENREC regulations. The subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. A school bus shelter with parking shall be provided on the final site plan. The developer shall coordinate and cooperate with the local school district's transportation manager to establish the school bus stop area. The location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. The agricultural use protection notice shall be included on the final site plan. The restrictive covenants and the deeds to the lots. No lot shall be included within any lot lines. The developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. The applicant shall comply with all DENREC and or brownfields remediation requirements associated with the site or its prior use as a speedway prior to the issuance of the first residential building permit. The developer shall construct all of the recreational amenities prior to the issuance of the 50th residential building permit. Amenities shown on the final site plan shall include tot lots, picnic areas, tennis courts, and a more definitive representation of the ball fields than what is currently shown on the preliminary site plan. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. This preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I'll second that.
It's moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-94, Seacoast Investments LLC, Alms House, as a preliminary for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.